Blog Talk Radio.
Song London Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Again.
God, keep your hand upon me.
Keep your hand upon me.
we go.
Every praise,
it's who I got.
It's who I got.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's who I got. One accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To our God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time.
Every word of worship,
with one accord,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
it's to our God.
favor in your sight. Lord, please, Lord, please. Hear my heart cry. I'm desperately
everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. In the event that you're in a chat room or anything and you want to call in, that's the number. Be sure to press 1 on your phone if you want to come on live and share something with us. This is a offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and also sponsored by Rawlings Jewelry. Why be average? You can be raw. Founded and CEO by none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Tonight, I have a question to pose to you. And that is it me or is it God? And how do you know the difference? Is it me that's trying to do what I want to do, achieve what I want to do, and find the reasons and excuses to make it seem like it's okay? Or is that God telling me that this is what I should or shouldn't do? So that's the question that I'm going to pose to you. And other than that, we're just going to listen to some music. Enjoy being in the presence of God. But before we do anything, if y'all wouldn't mind going to the throne with me. Heavenly Father, I come before your throne this evening, as humbly as I know how, Father. first and foremost, asking for forgiveness for those things that I did that I should not have done, and the things that I did not do that I should have done. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. Father God, I'm also asking for you to touch the Epiphany family and this poetic world, Father God. The loss of Angela Sun Toucher Patterson was a blow. And then to be followed by Sister Taraji, it's just a lot to handle, Father God. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of uncertainty. Father God, we need you, Lord. Just touch the family and the friends of those fallen saints, Father. To hold them up in this week. Father God, I ask that you would also bless Kaif and his struggle with depression and some other things that he's going through, Lord. Touch him, Lord, Father God. Let him know your presence, Father. Let him feel your strength. Let him draw upon that strength. Father God, I ask that you would just bless this platform and that you would just have your way here, Lord. Have your way. Father God, we ask that you would just touch each one of the callers, the listeners, those that couldn't call because of other obligations. Father God, we need your presence more than ever, Lord. We just give ourselves to you, Father God, and to the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. You know, there's just too much going on these days. I don't know. I guess I'm going to, if I can find it, start off by drawing a piece. And if my puppy will allow me to use my hands, excuse me, y'all. Where is it? Here we go. I just finished it like 5 minutes, if that, into the show. So this is going to be, as we say, fresh ink. And the title of this piece is called Who. I can remember a time when decisions were easily made, and oftentimes with no residual or collateral damage. It's like we just instinctively knew. Well, that may be a butt-whooping or two, but we knew. As time went on, more and more influences and experiences and that worldly taint disguised as distractions are stripped and chiseled and compromised our connection. So much of our wants and needs and goals are just that, ours. We have either lost or just no longer have the desire to hear that small. We have either lost or just no longer have the ability to discern the gentle guidance of God. And it's perfectly fine, because with our newfound intelligence in this computer age, there is less and less need for the will of God when we have Apple as our educator and our mage. The lines are most definitely blurred in this. Each and every day brings the chance that we present our own Judas kiss. I think I may have allowed myself to dupe myself into believing a few of my own lies posing as justification, that that was what I heard the Father say. Perish the thought. Somewhere deep inside, I think I knew. In reality, it was me. Discernment to see or to feel, or the ability to once again instinctively recognize God's hand and presence in my life, must be my most passionate prayer. To rebuke distraction and walk and talk with him, to become instinctively familiar with him again, as I was with him many, many years ago, and even from my beginning. And God willing, I shall be even more dependent upon him from now until my earthly end. Evermore nurturing my relations with him, is preventing me from ever again wondering who. Was it me or was it God? And that's that piece. I see that there we go. There are no hands raised. So in that case, I get to play another piece. And this is a little Donnie McClurkin.
Great is your mercy towards me, your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercy I see day after day. Providing for me, great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace, help me say, help me say.
Your loving kindness. Your tender mercies I see.
There's a person listening that can disagree with that statement. Great is his mercy. Okay, the next voice you will be hearing will be none other than one half of the Divas of Epiphany, Ms. VIP. Hey, Agent, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Complaining never changed nothing. It did no good, so there's no point in it. And the Eagles won tonight, so, you know, I got to be feeling
right.
You got to give props to the men in green, those that bleed green. It's beautiful, beautiful color.
That was a good one.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it, but that's all right. I heard that we won. That's the most important thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't have to
go. That was a big...
I know it was crazy up there. So, Miss Edith, let me ask you something. How do you finally decide whether it's you or if it's God leading you
to this choice? I'll put it to you this way. I know it's God when everything works out. And, you know, and I know it's me when I hang myself or I know I'm not in his will. And even not knowing, when I don't know and it doesn't work out, then I'm like, I did something wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I can never blame the Lord because he makes no mistakes. So that's how I know. It's me.
Yeah, you kind of hit it. He is not a God of confusion. He can put things together that seem impossible and make it work like clockwork.
Right. Exactly.
So, Adrian, what did you bring for us tonight?
This is a very, very short piece because I had something at first, and then I was like, oh, goodness, I forgot the topic. So then, so I jumped off and then jumped back on. You know what I mean? But
oh, wow.
This is called Is It Me?
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, is it me? I think it could be, because what I do is sometimes not your will. You know, free will isn't my friend. At times I walk away, but you're with me until the end, and I realize it's me. Lord, is it really me? I can't blame you or anyone else. Seems the common denominator is me. There's no one else it could be. There's too much going on, too much death, too many tribulations. And I find my faith wavers. But your love, and for that I'm grateful. So I come to you humble in supplication to ask for more wisdom, more discernment, to get closer to you. So I can say, it's not me, just you. And that's that piece.
And in that short period of time that you put your hand down and put your hand back up, you will say.
Yep.
He surely guides your pen. Well,
yes, he does.
And without that discernment, we're lost. But at least I know I am. That's something I have to pick up my game on, praying for discernment, because oftentimes I may have a good idea and think that this is God because it's
exactly
what I want. Dress it up real nice.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be able to see to that, or at least be able to recognize that I'm full of it.
Yeah.
And I think Matthew 6:33 kind of, for me anyway, kind of brings that home. And that's my go-to scripture, because almost anything I encounter in life just is an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Seek me first.
Yes.
The kingdom of God
mm-hmm.
and His righteousness. All these
absolutely.
Things will be added unto you. And when we seek Him, all the rest of the stuff is just fluff. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We don't have His name. We don't from time to
mm-hmm.
time. Well, I appreciate you coming through with that brand new dripping wet piece.
Well, thank you, sir.
Up.
I do appreciate it. Listen, right quick, if I could, I'm asking for everyone that's in the sound of my voice to just pray for me and mine. Well, my brother had a massive stroke, and he's paralyzed. He cannot walk. He can talk, but he can't walk. And his left side is in paralysis at the, you know, he you know, I hear it in him like, wow me, but I had to reassure him, like, you're still here. Thank God for that. Because he has two daughters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So he has much to live for. And yeah, also, yeah, too, I have upcoming nuptials next Sunday.
Hmm?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, a lot going on. My dad's still hanging in there. Thank God.
So, who was the lucky gentleman?
Well, he's about four states away. But, you know, so it's good. It's good. It's all good. I did do a group chat, but y'all missed it. Y'all were busy.
Oh.
I was like, oh, they got busy. So I tried.
Nice.
But anyway,
okay.
There will be
definitely.
Pictures. There will be, you know.
Oh, I'm sure of that. There better be.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
We will definitely be playing
yeah.
on that. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. Now, before... you escape mm-hmm. to the praise lounge. Why don't you let us know what you got going on with your partner in the Epiphany world?
Of course, of course. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my beautiful diva, La Pearl Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And of course, we do not have a subject as of yet, but anybody who comes through is going to have some fun, some great music, and some great poetry. Good discussion, too. So y'all come through.
Most definitely check that out and take your socks off while you're there. You definitely will not be disappointed.
Right.
That's for sure. Adrian, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate
it.
And I like that last bit of news you brought to us. That's,
yeah.
All right.
Well, I need
it's
some good news, I tell you that.
yeah, because it's been a rough and even more so for you.
Mom, yeah.
Oh, no, that's
it, man. Right.
All right, mm-hmm. Joy comes in the morning. We just have to keep that faith.
That's yes.
Right. I'm going to send you to the Praise Lounge. And
all right.
I hope you continue hanging out with us.
I'm going to try.
God bless
yep.
you. One love. All right. One love.
God
one
bless
life.
You. One love, one mind.
I almost
would help to take my phone off of mute. If you're just popping up on the line, you're listening to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. You have Paul Sampson as your humble host, and my brother, Alonzo. Alonzo, what'd it do, what'd it do? Are you muted?
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Let's try it again. Can you hear me now?
There you go. There you go.
Oh, man.
Yes,
I'm over here having
yes,
a whole conversation.
I love for
that,
to hear you
I'm
say
so
that because then I don't feel so bad. But we got here just in time, actually.
He said, pull up on me.
That's right. You got none other than the CEO of Epiphany and Rolling, Larry Mannox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. What it do?
Hey, what it do? What it do?
Hey, I'm just sitting here enjoying myself. Trying not to get caught eating this water ice. I don't know what made me decide I wanted the water ice. But,
oh, snap.
I got to eat. Cold as it is. But that's all right. So how's things going with you, bro?
Hey, man, I cannot complain. You just reminded me, you said water ice, you're eating water ice?
Yeah.
When you said that, it made me look up because I had a, you're not alone. I had some Italian water ice in the freezer, and I brought it upstairs to, you know, wait till it melt a little bit so I can get into it. And I passed out and forgot about it until you just said it. And I looked over, and now I have a container of fluid. So I have to put it back. I'm going to have to put it back in the freezer so I can enjoy some water.
It's not going to be the same. It's going to be a block ice. But that's all right. You can still get it. We've done that before.
Stay lemon flavor.
Definitely good job.
Yes, but it's but everything is all good, man. I just want to say send my prayers out to the family of Angela Suntoucher Patterson, to our dear sister Taraji, Trisha Stanberry, and also a good close friend of ours, Shamar Honey Shaw. These ladies be recently lost in the poetry community. My heart goes out to the family, and so does my prayers. They all will be missed greatly.
Amen.
I don't know. It's been a rough time. Rough road.
Yeah. Is my mic on mute?
Yes,
I just want to make sure.
We can hear you.
Hey. What's going on, Lonzo?
What's up, brother? Man, this whole time, I swear, I thought I was on unmuted. I swear.
I hear you. It happens. I wondered where you was at.
Look, I was like, he didn't reply. I'm over here like, oh, man, this is why we need that FaceTime so we can see what's really going on, you know?
Yeah. No, but I hear you now. I hear you now, man. It's good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice as well, Paul. You know, we got to keep each other lifted up, man. We got to keep each other lifted up, bro. Turn to your neighbor. What pastor say? Turn to your neighbor to the left. Turn to your neighbor to the right, man, and tell them you love them. Tell them hi. Tell them something. Because you never know the next time or the last time you'll hear anyone else's voice, you know?
Amen.
With all that's going on, man, reach out and touch, you know? Reach out and touch, man.
In a real way. Amen, brother. Appreciate that.
Amen.
It's almost
what you got for us tonight?
Almost.
Say that again, Paul.
No, that was Alonzo.
Oh, yeah, look, now we sound alike now. Oh, that's okay. We're working on something. No, but I was asking, what'd you bring to the table tonight, brother?
I got something. Let me see. Never recited this piece. This would be fresh. I wrote it specifically for the Inspiration Factory. I don't know. Like, I've never done this before, so I hope it works.
I'm pretty sure.
The name of this piece is titled You Feel Me.
It's yours, King.
Nice is yours, King.
Thank you. Thank you. You feel me. You feel me. I'm filled by thee, filled by this feeling in thee. Overwhelming in the way that you flood through me. Heavenly electricity shocking. Reanimates what was once dead in me. God, my God, touch me. Keep touching me with fingertips assuring me, Lord, my comforter, in the way that you keep me. The way that you keep me safe from a world gone mad, protecting me, keeping me from even me. My thoughts, my thinking, from my flesh when it's crawling, sin calling, that devil forever tempting on a constantly corrupting. But I'm not listening, not to that voice, Lord, no longer following, no matter how hard it's pulling me against gravity. I know that you stand thee near, pushing your strong winds brushing upon my skin. I am like sheep being guided by that great herdsman. And that is the voice that I hear softly calling in the distant. The anointed know the difference, not from night, from day, from light, from his darkness. Lord, I once was lost. I could have been found buried 6 feet deep in a coffin. Thanking God for being born again, rebirth, given a second chance at life again, new life again. New life, new breath, a new start, sparked by true love, pure, unconditional, your love. And although unworthy, this is what you've given to me when you filled me. When you filled me. When you filled me, touched me, cleansed me, and left me with this feeling. Oh, that feeling, Lord, you filled me. You filled me. I'm filled by thee, filled by this feeling in thee, overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly in the way that you flood through me, heavenly electricity shocking as it courses through me. What a feeling, being filled by thee. Lord, you fill me, for real.
Wow. Well, I'm humbled that that was written specifically for this show. Another fresh ink. Everything was fresh ink tonight. Sheesh. And it just gets better. You know, there's a lot of pieces, parts of that that I really, really related to or appreciated. Starting off with the strength behind your declaration. You said, my God. There was ownership in that. He was claiming that. And there was something else you said later on about the anointing, the anointed, knowing the difference.
Yeah.
That really made me think, you have to be in a certain position in order to have the discernment, to know the difference. If you want to answer. There's a lot of pearls in that piece. I appreciate you going through with that piece.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
To piggyback off what Paul was saying, I definitely felt that piece was, you know, about eternal life, and you understand that there's a war between the flesh and the spirit. So I appreciate as a brother sitting back and listening. You know, I always ask, you know, I say it every week, who are you talking to? And, you know, when you really actually close your eyes, you can actually hear. You know what I mean? That you're talking to your brothers and sisters. So, you know, I appreciate this piece. This really was an enlightening piece for it to be fresh off the press.
Thank you, Lonzo. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I was going to ask you a question that I had asked the previous caller, but you have kind of answered it already. And that's
okay.
When I say, yeah, because you definitely let us know how you differentiate between you and him. Very succinctly.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that you did it all in one. So for real, why don't you let folks know where they can find you and some of that awesome jewelry that you make, and just get in touch with you and support you.
Hey, I can always be found at author Larry D. Maddox at Facebook, and also Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook for those precious gems, stones, metals, wood, crystals, all those gems, healing bracelets, necklaces, and all those type of things right there at Facebook.com. And that's Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com. Just holler at your boy. Why be average when you can be raw?
I know that.
He made that smooth like peanut butter. I ain't even mad.
All right, yeah. Boss man.
Yes, sir.
Very perfect time. We're going to set you back in the praise lounge. I'm going to get ready to play this here. Piece of Muzak.
Shut up.
Again, I hope you hang around because we're going to ask the question to Alonzo. He thought he was going to escape. But
I'm excited.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming through, for real, and hang out with us for a little bit.
Yes, thank you, brother. Thank you for
all right. Okay, hey, one love, one mic, y'all.
One mic.
One love, one mic,
bro. And with that. Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift him up. All right now, Alonzo, my brother. I have
a question
for you.
I'm happy of assistance.
Aha. Just a little short question. How do you know when it's you or God urging you or leading you to do something, making decisions?
I'm sorry. Can you say that? Say that again. Come a little bit clearer. You said if. So how do I know if what?
How do you know whether it's God or you that's leading you to certain choices or making decisions?
How do I know? Okay. Well, that's a good question. You know, I seen this post on Facebook, and it said that God will send you people. And then it said that the devil will also send you people. Your job is to know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it boils down to your discernment and the relationship. Speaking for me, it goes to, when it comes to the units of life, you know, I try to keep it as simple as possible. You know, humans like to go ahead and make things real Confucius, get real deep for no reason, lickety split, and overdo some stuff. So I try to keep things as simple as possible. I actually look for the rough spots in life, because it helps me with my skills. So when I go get into these spots, I get into my meditation. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's my measuring tool as far as how to maneuver through life. You know what I mean? Because I don't know what to do for tomorrow. So I meditate, and whatever comes my way, I try to use the word as much as possible. Of course, I got fleshly needs and desires. When I get into these situations, like I said, I just sit down and just try to meditate. I try to get in my own zone, the corner, the closet, wherever you want to, you know what I mean, however you want to, you know, take that part. But I try to go to myself and I speak with myself, or I speak out loud.
Okay.
And, you know what I mean, have my moment. And then whatever answer I get out of the situation, you know what I mean, like chin up, chest up, try to attack it. So I think God is for everything. I think everything comes together for the good of God, yes. But I also know you go through some rough spots in life.
Yeah. One or two along the way.
Yeah.
Or three or four. Or five or six. But I guess
right.
That depends on you. That's not how many rough spots you go through. I don't know. But I've been, ooh, we.
Yeah.
We're going to change the subject.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how many I've been through. Lord, no. Mm-mm-mm. You know, the
so, yeah,
just thing about
ultimately, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just ultimately, you know, I just feel like I think God is everything, and he is, whatever I go through is meant for me to go through. Whatever is mine is mine, and, you know what I mean, whatever is not, it's not supposed to be. So it's up to me to recognize whether I should be fighting hard for that situation or not.
Okay. He does give us free will, doesn't
he? Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, we're coming up to the closing of this portion of the program. One other thing. I'm just curious, there, Alon. Has your pen been active lately?
Damn, 2 more minutes. Okay, so... honestly, my pen has not been active, but honestly, I do have a piece. So I've kind of decided to be a voice for those that don't want to be or that can't speak. So I'm turning this section into, as far as I'm going to read a piece for you.
Mike is yours, son.
This piece here is called Sometimes I Cry. Sometimes I cry when I'm alone. I cry because I am on my own. The tears I cry are bitter and warm. They flow with life but take no form. I cry because my heart is torn. I find it difficult to carry on. If I had an ear to confide in, I would cry among my treasured friends. But who do you know that stops that long to help another carry on? The world moves fast and would rather pass you by than to stop and see what makes you cry. It's painful and sad, and sometimes I cry. And no one cares. No one cares about why. That's that piece.
Wow. The sad truth. Who wrote that piece?
I was told not to give the name, or I was asked not to give the name.
Okay. Please relate.
But it wasn't me.
Wrote that piece. Please tell that person that I really appreciated that piece.
Indeed. Like I read that piece because I can relate to it myself. So like I said, I'm taking this moment to you know, anybody that can't read, or no, it's not can't read. I don't want to say that. Anybody that don't feel that they can put their voice out there and wants to send in something that they wrote, you know, they can send it in and we'll read it out, or I will read it out.
There you go. Okay, look at you. Okay, all entrepreneurial and stuff. That's nice, sir.
Yes,
I like
sir,
that.
Sir, yes, sir.
I like that. I also like the fact that you're trying to get out of writing yourself, but we're going to work on that.
well, technically, you know, I showed up late, so I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I mean, I have to do my push-ups. You know, in the military, you can only go so far from running. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't want to put myself in a certain position, so I'd rather go ahead and have something that's already there that I can, you know, get in.
I'm not mad at you at all. What was I getting ready to say? So what we're going to do is what are we going to do? I'm sorry, I just had one of those senior moments. We're going to give the weekly lineup. I doubt I can be as efficient with this as Van Meadows, but I'm going to give it a try. He kind of put his trademark on that, but that's okay. And then we're going to pray. And then if you want to hang out, I'm going to play some music. Everybody can put their hands down. I'm going to play some music, but if you feel like I might hang out for another hour. If you feel like you want to sit a piece, then put your hand back up and I'll bring you back on. Yeah. If you want to. And if you don't want to, that's okay too. I'm just going to sit here and groove a little bit with some music. I like music. So with that being
okay.
said, let me see if I can get this weekly lineup together. I had to cheat. Send a message to Van. Help! And being a good station manager that he is, he helped. So, we start the week off on Monday. On Sunday with the Inspiration Factor. It's 9 p.m. That's 319-527-6300. And that's the number and the time for all of the shows. Then we have Monday, King and Queen's Quarter. Tuesday, we have Book Council. Wednesday, you already heard about that. The Erotic Love Zone. Thursday, we have Get Down. Well, they get down, trust me. Y'all need to call into these shows because each one of them offers something real, real special and unique. And after the Get Down, we've got Friday with Renaissance Poetry. And Saturday, we have Yesterday and Venus Dance. And Sunday, right back here, start the week off again. Now, whatever week or whatever day of the week you got free, 9 o'clock is nothing on TV, you need to pick up the phone and call that number. Guarantee you will not be disappointed. Any given day, the picture you got something for you. Trust and believe that. Now, my brother Alonzo, I'm going to give a public service announcement. And then after that, if you wouldn't mind praying us out, giving your last comments if you have anything else that you want to share before we head to some music, and pray us out and then give us your last thoughts.
It's
a public service
announcement.
All right. Sounds good. My public service announcement is paramount to this show. It is where we invite anyone that's curious about this Jesus or this God that you hear us talking about all the time. You hear some of the poems about how they trust in him, how they're empowered by him, how they love him, how they've been saved by him. If you want to know who this person is you're talking about, look us up on Facebook. You can look me up, Paul Sampson. You can look my partner over here, Alonzo. You can look Phantom. Or you can pick up a Bible. But I would love to, just point out some things to you and pray with you and get you started the right way on a solid foundation. Just give us a call on Facebook. I shouldn't say a call. Well, yeah, you can call on Messenger. But hit us up. We'd be more than happy to go over it. Because we really don't want to miss knowing this Jesus that we talk about. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be grieving if we had it not there for him. And my brother Alonzo, what say you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and thank you for your pieces. Now, if we may, can we bow our heads and draw our minds in? Heavenly Father, thank you for another gracious day. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the footsteps you left behind. Thank you for the platform that you've given us. Thank you for the words to use. Thank you for the measure of life. Thank you for the love that we have for one another. May we go forth after this show, spread this love into the world with one another. May we love ourselves, find you within ourselves. May we grow stronger by the day, by the second. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White to fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, and yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Bringing home the bread, got your family fed. Oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free, living now my dreams. God's been good to me. Oh, 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 I'm blessed, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forgiving me over and over again, yeah. I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Why walking out? These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from Your Son will wash me from my sin. Can I say, but I'm only human, and Lord, here I stand. I've been smoking a lot and drinking a lot and all up in the club. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sin.
I
Brothers, join me at the throne one last time. Heavenly Father, we come back to you, Son of Mercy, Father God. We ask that you would place your healing hand, Father God, upon Adrian's brother. Lord, you know where he needs the help. You know what needs to be done to restore him, Father God. We ask that you would guide the hearts, the hands, and the minds of the physicians, the doctors, the therapists, and for her brother himself, Father God, that they just look to you and let you have your way, Father God, to restore this man. Also, Father God, give strength and courage to the family as they go through this situation with their loved ones. Father God, I also ask that you would heal Perlene, Father God, that you would help her through her sicknesses. Father God, that you would leave Johnny Hess in the ICU, Father God, in that medically induced coma that he's in. Father God, we also ask, Lord, that you would, in a mighty way, show up and show out in the upcoming nuptials for Adrian, Father, that you would grant her the blessing of an equally yoked union, Father God, with you first, leading them through many, many years of marital bliss. Father God, we love you, God, and we thank you for all that it is that you constantly do in our lives. And for the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.
Feel that no one loves me. His love.